All right, so let's talk about what's happening this weekend. I feel like there's one, like, this is kind of an okay weekend, but we're still not into the full-on lots going on.
Ellicottville is doing their part to give you some place to go and something to do. What do they have planned?
Yeah, they have their big Mardi Gras parade this weekend. So this is happening all weekend long. It kicks off Friday night. They're going to have a masquerade party at Madigan's. They have a huge music lineup. Between multiple bars, so the gin mill, Bellagio, balloons, you know there will be dancing at balloons. So they're going to have all that happening all night. And then the holiday winter carnival activities happen at Holiday Valley. On Saturday, they're going to have face painting, ski racing. Obviously, the parade kicks off Saturday night in the village. So that's at like 6:30. So this is just going to be an awesome time.
When they say costume parade, like how much costume? Can we go Star Wars or does it have to be themed?
No, they want like a Mardi Gras.
Themed, yeah. All right.
But they're doing everything. I give them a lot of credit. They're doing everything they can to make Ellicottville like a destination of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Buffalo Home Show is this weekend.
We are super excited about this. We were actually on the Buffalo Home Show website the other day just looking at everything. I didn't know it was upstairs and downstairs at the convention center. Like, this thing is huge. So this kicks off this weekend, Friday through Sunday, and then it's also going to be happening next weekend. So you've got lots of chances to check it out. There's going to be tons of inspo, tips, innovative products, deals for remodeling, home improvement, decor, outdoor spaces. Literally everything you could possibly think of for your house is going to be here. They also have speakers and celebrities, like a landscape oasis. When you walk in, you kind of get transported to like the ultimate backyard. They've got virtual reality stuff, and then they also have DIY activities, which is really cool. So you can go and make stuff for free and then take it home.
You'd be inspired. It's like Pinterest, but you're seeing it for real.
Pinterest came to life.
Yeah.
You've forgotten the one thing Nick and I will fight over inside of the home show. It's the jacuzzi.
Oh.
Have you seen how many jacuzzis they have at the home show?
Never met
Who
one
Who do you
I
think
like?
Is going to get a jacuzzi first, you or me?
Well, I already have one. I need a new one.
Right. So that's so that evens the
playing field.
So I
already win that one, and I'll win the second round, too.
No, that's so not
fair. Really? Wait, Lauren, did you use the word inspo? Because I think I like inspo.
I did, yeah.
Oh, inspo's
in. You've had so many fun nights in your jacuzzi. Can't I just have a jacuzzi for, like, you can use it whenever you want.
It's like Vegas. Don't ask, don't tell what happens in the... I'm just saying, it's a lot of fun. It's too much for you.
I could handle it.
Handle the bubbles.
I could handle the bubbles.
No, you couldn't.
Let me just ask you one question about your jacuzzi that you think you're going to have someday. Would you do different colors or would you... I would have my colors rotating.
You mean the multi-lights?
Yes.
I have strobes. Strobes and everything's optional. What's up next? Blues and Brews.
So this one's happening Friday night as well at the Ellicott Square building, actually, downtown. So this is a night full of Buffalo's best blues with the Hayden Fogel Band, I believe. And they're going to have beers from Flying Bison and Labatt. They're going to have wine there, delicious barbecue from Dinosaur. And it all supports the Kevin Guest House, which is America's first healthcare hospitality house, which provides like a safe, supportive home away from home for
it's
patients
a great place.
Traveling to Buffalo.
Yeah, and Ellicott Square building, that's where Sam got married. It's such
awesome.
A fun, beautiful
it's
venue.
So gorgeous.
That's cool. I would commit to a jacuzzi cam in my jacuzzi. Should I get one?
You wouldn't put on the show we put on. Next, music and plays. What's on stage?
Theater season is definitely in full effect. There's a bunch of plays that
kicked
off.
Hold on a second. Why do I know that you would win? And it makes me so mad.
Just a side note.
The only thing you can do is get a jacuzzi and then.
No, you don't understand. He would win. Because he's got Meg on his team.
She's one of those. She goes for it.
She
like,
goes for it.
Out.
Well, she's a swimmer.
Love that.
Yeah, I do too. All right. Enough about the jacuzzi. Let's talk about, there are some great plays
coming. Yeah, a lot of plays kick off this week, and they'll go throughout the weekend and then beyond, too. So Spring Awakening is happening at Shays. Something Rotten is also happening at Shays. Jesus Christ Superstar is at the American Repertory Theater of Western New York. The Night Alive is at the Irish Classical Theater. And then William Shakespeare's Hamlet is at UB. So lots of stuff to see.
That's amazing. All right, let's go to the autism event that's happening at Buffalo Ironworks.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about how to pronounce Adalo, I think we were saying. So this is they're calling it Livetronica, which is like a jam band meets electronica type of music happening at Ironworks down in the Cobblestone District. It's for a great cause. It's a rock autism event. So if you want to check this out, he's like worked with, I believe, Robbie from Goo Goo Dolls to record some stuff. So it's going to be an awesome event for sure.
Artisan Kitchen and Baths with their Nickel City Chef.
the final season. Is this the final event, too?
Yeah,
it is. The last one. So Nickel City Chef is going to be happening 3 o'clock on Sunday at Artisan Kitchens and Baths. It's, if you don't know, it's a series of live cooking challenges with local Western New York chefs. So basically the Food Network, but here with chefs that we know and love. They use locally sourced ingredients. And this one has Chefter Victor Pereira Gonzalez from Las Puertas.
Love
in
Victor.
Casa Azul. He's great.
He's great. Good guy.
And he's challenging Chef Manuel Ocasio from The Crucible. And The Crucible is like this pop-up dinner series that happens. They do a lot with Black Sheep. So this is going to be a good one. If anyone got tickets, you're going to be in for a treat.
Victor's from Acapulco and does like the Mama Taught Me How to Cook type of,
oh,
type
I love
of Mexican
that.
Cooking.
Yeah, that is, and they are changing that space over to the loft where they're going to be doing parties. Have you guys been in that space?
I have, but not.
You need to check it out because they've done the renovation. It's absolutely incredible.
And Sunday we're doing, is it the Hotel Henry for the Namaste event?
Yes, the Heal Buffalo Yoga Retreat and Festival. They've been doing this for a few years at a couple different venues. This year's at Hotel Henry. It's an all-day yoga retreat and market. So they have a huge lineup. They have instructors from different places around Buffalo, including Power Yoga Buffalo, if you're familiar. They're going to have like valet parking and all access swag bag from Lululemon. So
8,000 infinity scarves.
Comes with your ticket.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And then they're going to have like healthy food from Hotel Henry throughout the day, yoga classes, workshops. They have 50 local vendors and businesses coming too, so you can shop.
I want to say something about this yoga retreat and festival. Mm-hmm. I have done yoga with the instructors that are all taking part in
those
this
good ones.
Retreat. These are the finest yoga instructors, including Sue Zittner from Somacura, who is amazing. Meg does yoga with her.
Yep.
If you know anything about the November Project, Steve is going to be there. Candace and her energy, like I have never met anybody with such energy, and she really, don't let this intimidate you. If you're a beginner, if you've never done yoga, if you're an expert with yoga and you love your practice, and also I wanted to mention Dan is going to be there too, Dan Nevins. These are like some of the best yoga instructors that we have in Western New York.
I love that.
It's amazing. You also did a shout out for some creative burgers in case somebody's got a hankering. Maybe not today because it's a fish fry Friday.
Right.
But this weekend, if you want to go, it's not on this list, but we found a really great chickpea burger at ABV. And I was actually also there 2 weeks ago and I had the salmon burger.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
I've had the chickpea and the black bean, both good at Allen Burger Venture.
Oh, Allen Burger Venture is amazing.
Yes.
So they've got one on this list. We also have Doc Sullivan's, which does like weekly rotating ones. And the one that they were featuring when we did this article, it's called the hole in one, and it literally has a hole in the middle of the burger and like fries like exploding out of it. Like
I love that.
Tell me about the Rock Burger, because this has cheesecake in it. Is that right?
People say this is good, so don't mock it till you try it. This is called the Cheesecake Wonder from the Rock Burger, and it's cheese stuffed inside a bacon or a burger with bacon and a strawberry glaze on it, and they serve it with a small slice of cheesecake too. So that's happening over there. There's also the Stack Burger in West Seneca. They've got the Rodeo Burger with a house-made loganberry and brown maple sugar barbecue sauce on it. And then Stooges, one of the more out-of-the-box ones, we'll say, has a taco on a bun where they stuff the ingredients of a taco inside of a burger. And then you eat it, and it's amazing.
You eat it.
You know, the Buffalo food game is so on point.
Why not? Have fun.
Any
try a little
day
something
of the week, any week of the month, any month of the year, on point.
Anybody can put some meat on a bun and call it a burger. You put cheesecake inside something and then include bacon?
Take that.
You had me at bacon. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Step Out Buffalo. Do you have a website or someplace?
I do. It's stepoutbuffalo.com.
Thank you.
All right, girls. Thanks for stopping by today. Appreciate you.